This is a Discovery Channel Radio podcast. Learn more about our podcast, including Discovery Channel News Podcast, at discoverychannelradio.com. You can also get Discovery Channel Radio 24 hours a day on Sirius Satellite Radio. Learn more at Sirius.com. Next up on Discovery Channel Radio, John Ratzenberger from the Travel Channel's Made in America takes a trip to the Gibson Guitar Company.
I'd like to welcome you to Nashville, Tennessee, where the streets are alive with music. You can't get away from it, and believe me, you don't want to.
There are more good guitar pickers per square inch in Nashville than anywhere else in the world. Well, that's because this is where the best of the best come to play with the best. So it's only fitting that Nashville should be home to legendary guitar company Gibson. The name itself, Gibson, is synonymous with excellence. And no wonder. The folks who make Gibson guitars, well, they're artisans and artists. And they pour their own love of music into every single one of their instruments. Gibson guitars are so expressive, so beautiful, so full of richness and character, that the people who play them talk about them as if they were human. For celebrated singer-songwriter Steve Earle, that love affair with Gibson guitars began early, and it was love at first sight.
The first really good guitar I ever had was a Gibson LGO, and my grandmother gave it. It was brand new in 71. My grandmother gave it to me as a bribe to get me to go back to high school because I dropped out. And I got the guitar, and I stayed in school about
the
month.
Carrot and the stick?
And then I bailed out.
Across town from the Hall of Fame is the Gibson Showcase, where popular musicians like Joe Diffie and Dan Seals often play. Dan, so fond of his Gibson guitar, he wrote it into a ballad.
Playing an old guitar, a friend I understand, can sure smooth the wrinkles in my soul.
You know, it's really odd. Guitars sing to you or they don't. They make you feel good inside, and they're homogenous. They're made out of a wood, which every one of them is different.
Even
if you make them, if you make them exactly alike, there's still small nuances that are different on them.
And yeah, every piece of wood's different.
Yeah.
And that wood, mostly mahogany, maple, and rosewood, makes its first stop right here at the Gibson Rough Mill. Today, they're making the legendary Les Paul Supreme. Several guitar bodies are carved at a time. Manager Tom Montgomery showed us how.
Yeah, this is a template here, right?
Other parts of the guitar, like the neck, are more about art than science.
Ezra has been here over 20 years.
Ezra and all of his colleagues here are carrying on a tradition that's more than 100 years old. Orville Gibson was a Michigan shoe clerk whose true passion was the mandolin. He kept searching but could never find an instrument capable of making the kind of music he wanted to hear. Finally, he decided to build a mandolin of his own. And it was perfect.
So you have the top slightly...
In time, Gibson turned his hand to making superior banjos.
Beautiful.
And then came guitars.
Yeah.
Orville Gibson revitalized the American music industry and has inspired millions of musicians. Back in the factory, the next step in the guitar-making process is well underway. No, this isn't some strange mummification ritual or a first-aid lesson. It's actually how the guitars are bound while the glue dries. Next comes sanding. Matt Branch shows off his technique, the same one he used for guitars played by Guns N' Roses and Bon Jovi.
Very nice. Like a baby's bottom, huh?
Yeah.
Then Jimmy Wright sets the neck on the body.
The way you shaved it, the fit, you can tell by the time the glue dries, it's going to be like one solid piece of wood here.
That's what we go for.
I think my favorite part of the whole process was watching buffer extraordinaire Rich Coleman. The man loves his work.
How long did it take you to get the dance?
I think about 6 months.
Jay Thompson here not only inserts and tunes all the strings, he also gets the pleasure of testing the end product. No guitar makes it out of here until Jay or one of his compadres says it's a Gibson. Apparently, this one's good to go.
You get paid to do this.
Yeah, I do.
You're a lucky man.
Sorry, man.
You've been listening to John Ratzenberger from the Travel Channel's Made in America.